Silver!
Up, fiery horse, with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and hearty, hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Let go, Mikko! I am Silver!
The Lone Ranger and Tonto rode along the trail toward the town of White Rock. Suddenly, their attention was drawn by the sounds of shots around a bend in the trail just ahead.
Tonto, someone's in trouble. That shooting seems to be on the trail ahead of us.
Ah.
Come on, Silver!
Get him up, Scout! Look, Kemosabe! Outlaws trying to hold up Buckboard.
Use your guns, Tonto. Come on!
Two outlaws riding away fast.
Yes, the buckboard's stopping. Oh, Silver, hold on.
Oh, fella.
Say, are you all right?
Mercy me, more bandits.
We came to help you. We're not outlaws.
But you have a mask on, and only outlaws wear masks, don't they?
Not always, son. I wear this mask for a reason.
If you've really come to help us, then you have our thanks, sir. We have nothing of value for outlaws to take anyway.
Did you get a good look at the men who attacked you?
No, they had bandanas covering their faces. But I have an idea why they attacked us.
Really?
Yes. First, allow me to introduce myself. I'm Parson Wheeler. This is Mrs. Wheeler and our son, Jack.
How do you do?
How?
Are you stationed in White Rock, sir?
No, at least I haven't been. I'm on the way there now to take up residence at the request of some of the townspeople.
I'm not very familiar with White Rock.
The town is fairly new and very lawless. My predecessor, Parson Brown, tried his best to become established. Even started the building of a meeting house. But he was discouraged by the lawless element there and gave up.
I see.
We're sure those men you drove away just now were sent out to keep us from coming to White Rock.
What makes you think that, Mrs. Wheeler?
I'll tell you why, sir. The town is run by a ruffian named Bull Davis. He owns the cafe there and has everything completely under his thumb. He's determined not to have a preacher in the town.
That you're willing to go there, Parson?
My husband thinks it's his duty to answer the call of those in the town who need him.
It takes a brave man to face a situation like that.
Frankly, I don't feel very brave about it. But as my wife says, I think it's my duty, sir.
If I was Dad, I'd get some guns and shoot right back at those men. Then maybe they wouldn't try to stop him from preaching, I bet.
No, son. There are other ways. If it's the Lord's will that I stay and bring some good to the people of this town, then he will find a way to bring it about.
I've heard it said that faith can bring about miracles, Parson. With your faith, you deserve to succeed.
Thank you.
I think you'll be safe from here to town. I'll keep in touch with you through my friend Tonto. If we can be of further help at any time, let us know.
We be ready.
I'm sure we can depend on you.
Oh, thanks. Thanks a lot. Let's go, Tonto. Adios.
Goodbye, sir.
Come on, Silver. Come on, Scout.
Golly, I like him, even if he does wear a mask.
He's a man with education and spiritual training. That's easy to see.
I agree, Mary. I expected him to scoff when I spoke of faith. Instead, he replied as if he, too, believed a great deal in faith.
But he sure could handle those guns, Dad.
Yes. A strange man indeed. Get up there.
A short time later, Bull Davis, owner of the cafe and boss of the town, was in his back room office when two men entered.
Well, how did you two hombres make out? Did you... What happened to your hand, Blakey?
Got nicked by a bullet, that's what. Lucky one of us wasn't killed.
You mean to say the parson was carrying guns?
Nope, but the owl hoots who chased us sure did.
Wait a minute. Let me get this right. I sent you two out with orders to turn that parson back. What happened?
We met up with the parson, all right, Bull. We didn't reckon on the other two.
What other two? Talk sense.
We cut loose on the buckboard. We were getting it to stop. And all of a sudden, a mask hombre on a big white stallion and an Indian come ripping around the bend in the trail with guns ablaze.
Ah, you fools. Why didn't you fight and get rid of them?
Lead was flying around our ears too close for comfort, Bull. And when Blackie got nicked in the hand, we just naturally lit out.
Why, you yellow mavericks. I sent you out there to do a job.
Now, take it easy, Bull. Even though the parson did get to ride onto town, there'll be other ways to discourage him like we did the other one.
I hear this one isn't so easy to discourage. And with that meeting house being constructed almost across the way from this cafe, the next thing you know...
That parson won't stay long enough to affect business, Bull. For instance, if the meeting house should catch fire...
Yeah,
that's a good idea, Bull.
Yeah, Lou, you got something there. But it won't happen right away.
Why wait?
The religious bunch around town who sent for that new parson had a hard time scraping enough money together to put the roof on and finish the inside of that meeting house. In a couple of weeks, it'll be almost finished and the money about used up. Then would be a good time for it to catch fire.
Oh, now that's what I call being smart, Bull. With no money for a new meeting house, the parson will pull stakes and leave.
That's the general idea. Meanwhile, we'll go easy and not bother the parson, so he'll think that...
Well, Pa.
Listen here, son. Haven't I told you never to come here to the cafe?
Yep, but I'm 12 years old today, and I thought maybe you'd let me come in and help you.
So the button's growing up, huh? Happy birthday, Billy.
Yeah, same for me, kid.
Thanks. Pa gave me a pony for my
birthday. You see here, son. I told you when you were grown up you could come here. You have a long time to go yet. I don't want any kid of mine hanging around the cafe, you understand?
But gee, Pa, he owned the cafe.
Sure, but you won't ever own it. You're going away to get educated and be something.
All I want is to be like you, Pa.
That's sure a good one, eh, Blake?
Shut up, you! Now, look, Billy. What I want to do is one thing. What I want you to do when you grow up is another, see? Now... get along home. And don't come back here again, or I'll take back that pony.
All right, Pa. I'll see you at supper time. Goodbye.
I could go out the back door. And go straight on home, do you hear?
I will, Pa.
Believe me, that kid of mine's not going to be raised up to be good for nothing hombres like you two. You can bet your boots on that. Well, come on out front and have a drink.
Meantime, Billy Davis walked toward the large house his father owned at the end of town. As he passed the small, unpainted parsonage, he saw Jack Wheeler, the new parson's son, sitting on the stoop. Billy stopped and called out.
Hey, kid, come here.
What do you want?
What's your name?
Jack Wheeler. What's yours?
Billy Davis. You're the new parson's kid, aren't you?
Uh-huh.
My pa don't like parsons.
I heard him say so.
I know he doesn't. Why?
I don't know. What's a parson do anyway?
Oh, anybody'd know that. They preach, that's what.
Real men don't like preaching. I heard my pa say that, too.
Is that so? Well, just this afternoon, I saw a man on a big white horse, and he wore a mask, and he chased two outlaws away, that's what. And he likes preaching, so there.
I bet that's a lie.
It is not a lie. I saw him just like I said.
Do you want to fight?
I will if I have to. You're bigger and older than I am, though.
I'm 12 years old today.
I'm 10, going on 11.
Oh, I guess a fight wouldn't be much fun long as you don't want to back out of it. What do you give me if I let you ride on my new pony sometime?
I haven't anything, but I'll tell you what.
What?
I can take you to play in the meeting house they're building. We could have a lot of fun in there.
Gee, that would be fun. I gotta go home now, but I'll see you tomorrow, Jack.
Sure, I'll see you tomorrow. Goodbye, Billy.
During the next 3 days, Billy and Jack played together and became fast friends unknown to their parents. It was the afternoon of the third day when Tonto rode into camp and reined to a halt.
Oh, Scout, oh, fella. Oh, fella.
Oh. Well, Tonto, what did you find out?
Well, me talk to Parson. Him say him not have trouble.
I see.
And him say him put men to work on meeting house. Them not have trouble.
That's strange. Bull Davis isn't one to give up so easily from what we heard.
Isn't that right?
He may be planning to take the Parson off guard in some way.
Me find out more, Kemosabe.
Oh, what?
Well, me see Parson's boy with other boy. Me find out later, other boy, Bull Davis' son.
Hmm. I wonder if Bull Davis is planning to strike at the Parson through the boy in some way.
No, that not be good.
No, it wouldn't. After supper, I'll disguise myself, then we'll go into town. We might find out what's being planned. I'm positive Bull's up to something. We may be able to prevent it.
A short time later, Bull Davis was standing at the bar in his cafe when Blackie entered and approached excitedly.
Hey, Bull! Bull! I just went outside.
What did you find out, Blackie?
Remember the two hombres you chased Lou and me the other day?
Of course I remember, you fool. What about them?
I saw one of them, the Indian.
You did? Where?
Riding out of town a while ago. I trailed him, found out where him and the masked owl Hooter camped.
Say, for once you used your head and came up with something worthwhile.
I made sure they didn't see me, and I come right back here to tell you about it.
I sure wouldn't expect you to tackle him alone after the way you hightailed away from him the other day.
Now, forget that, will you? What are you going to do about it, Bull? They're liable to pull stakes tonight.
Don't worry, Blackie. Those two hombres aren't going to get away. Now, listen, everybody. Quiet down a minute.
What's up, Bull?
Yeah, you gonna run the Parson out of town now?
We're listening, Bull.
The two hombres that attacked Lou and Blackie the other day are camping outside of town.
Yeah.
Blackie found out where they are.
Well, that's
now, I want all of you to get to your horses. We're going out and catch them out hoots by surprise. Now, get going pronto. I'll meet you out front in 5 minutes.
All right, Bull.
Sometime later in their camp, the Lone Ranger and Tonto had finished their supper and had saddled the horses. The Lone Ranger was about to remove his mask and fix a disguise when Silver whinnied nervously.
Kemosabe, Silver, hear something.
Yes, Tonto, perhaps.
Me hear it too now. Sound like many horses come up trail.
Yes, I think I hear them too. No use taking chances, Tonto. The mountain right over behind those big boulders back there. Steady, big fella. They may pass right by, but if they don't...
I'm coming this way.
Where are you up in? Where are you?
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Thank you.
to continue our story. Just as the Lone Ranger and Tonto mounted, Bull Davis's men saw them and opened fire.
Make for those boulders, Tonto. Quick. Come on, settle
them. Stop.
In less than a moment, the Lone Ranger and Tonto reached the shelter of the big boulders and dismounted to fight off their attackers.
Hold it, boy. Your shoulder, Tonto, is bleeding.
It's a scratch, Kemosabe.
Well, I'm glad of that. I'll try to disarm Bull Davis.
You hit him.
Yes, in the arm.
Others crowding round Bull.
This is our chance, Tonto. For the moment, he has our attention.
And what we do?
The odds are too much for us, so we make a run for it. I want to get to the water hole and fix that shoulder wound of yours. Steady, big fella. Hurry, Tonto.
Be ready.
So keep the boulders between us and the men. All right, let's go. Come on, settle
him. Come.
Early that evening, Bull Davis, his wounded arm wrapped in bandages, sat in an easy chair in his living room at home. He was sullen and angry over the escape of the masked man who had wounded him. He glared at Blackie, who sat nearby, and he spoke.
That masked out hoot must be in cahoots with a new parson, Blackie. I'm not going to wait any longer to show my hand. I want that meeting house burned down tonight.
Sure, just as you say, Bull. That's something I'll enjoy doing.
Get somebody to help you. Splash a lot of oil on the back of the building and set it gone.
Hey, Pa, I want to ask you...
Now, see here, Billy. I told you to go to bed. When your Ma was alive, you were always in bed early.
Aw, gee, Pa, it's early yet, and it's too hot to sleep. There's a real bright moon out, too.
What's that got to do with it?
Well, I want to ask you, can I ride my pony up to the other end of town and back just to cool off?
No, you can't. What's more, somebody told me they saw you riding uptown last night. What's the reason that you...
I'll let the kid go if he wants a Bull. Everybody knows he's your kid. Nobody'd hurt him.
Please, Pa.
Yeah. All right, go ahead then. But don't be long. And when you get home, go right to bed.
I will, Pa.
I don't know what's got into that boy.
Kids do funny things, Bull. Well, get on uptown, do a little fire building. For long, there'll be a lot of excitement in White Rock.
Yeah, and pain or no pain, when I hear them shouting, I'll enjoy riding up that way to watch that meeting house go up in flames. Now get going, and make sure no one sees what you do.
Right.
Meantime, Lou, the man who had ridden with Blackie against the parson, was riding past the meeting house. Suddenly, he reined to a halt as he noticed someone in the shadows alongside the building.
Ho, boy. Hey there, son. What are you up to?
Oh, hello. I was just leaving my pony here so nobody'd take him.
What are you doing here at the meeting house at night? Or at any time, for that matter?
I came here to meet a friend of mine.
You mean you meet him in there?
Yeah, but it's all right. Honest it is.
Your Pa know you're out tonight?
Sure. Pa said I could ride up to the end of town and back. Of course, he doesn't know I'm stopping off here at the meeting house, but... Oh, it's just to see my friend, that's all.
Your Pa's not going to like it, Billy.
But, well, you don't have to say anything, do you? I won't be here long, and then I'll go right home honest.
Well, maybe I won't. You better see that friend of yours someplace else hereafter, kid. Or your Pa will lick the daylights out of you. He don't want you fooling around that meeting house. Come on, boy.
Yeah.
For some time after Blackie had left to carry out the plan to burn the meeting house, Bull Davis sat with a triumphant smile on his face. He knew that the wooden building, aided by the oil Blackie would use, would burn like tinder. And he also knew that water was a scarce commodity in White Rock, so that little or no effort could be made to extinguish the flames that would drive the hated parson from the town. Bull's reverie was suddenly brought to an end by a knock at the door.
Come in, come in. Lou, what brings you here?
Something I thought you ought to know, Bull.
Well, go on.
I was coming along past the meeting house when I saw that kid of yours. He hid his pony in the shadows alongside, then he started to go inside the meeting house.
Well, he went in the meeting house?
Yeah. I asked him what was the idea. He said he was going to meet a friend in there. He told me not to tell you, but I thought you ought to know.
Are you sure, Lou? Would he be inside now?
Yes, sir.
Get my horse around front. We got to get my boy out of there. Blackie went to burn down that meeting house.
What?
Hurry it up.
We gotta get there before it's too late.
At the other end of town, the Lone Ranger stepped out of the shadows as Tonto reined to a halt.
Won't come. Oh, fella. Oh, fella.
Oh. Find out anything, Tonto?
You go to Parsons. Everything quiet.
I was afraid Bull Davis would start something because of what happened a while ago.
Me think that, too. Kimasabi.
Yes?
Me see boy walking from house. And him know me.
Oh?
Him say him go to meeting house to meet Davis boy.
What would they be doing at the meeting house at this time of evening?
Him say him show Davis boy how to preach like parson.
Bull Davis wouldn't appreciate that, I know. Did he ever...
Kimasabi, look. It looked like meeting house on fire.
It is a meeting house. It certainly started suddenly. I wonder if the boys, Tonto, they may still be there.
He's a big fella. Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
A crowd was gathering in front of the blazing building. Blackie was among them.
How'd it start?
You got headway fast.
Hey, somebody's inside. I just heard him holler.
You're crazy. Ain't anybody inside. Help me. Hey, there is somebody.
I told you. And nobody dare risk going in after him. That fire's burning too fast.
He's in there. Billy's in there. We gotta get him out.
Now, easy, kid. Hey, you're the Parsons boy. Why are you... Is your father
no,
in there?
No, no, it's Billy Davis. He's in there. I'm gonna get him out. I got to.
Hey, come back here, kid. You can't go in there.
Did you hear what he said? Bull's boy. Billy, he's in there.
They'll both be gone or sure.
Blackie, did you see my boy?
He's in there, Bull. The Parsons kid went in to get him. They'll both be burned.
Billy, my son. Why, you fool, send the kid in to save my boy? You bunch of yellow coyotes.
Hey, someone's coming. Look out, you get trampled.
Over there. Look at that white horse.
Hey, you're a mess, Aubrey. I'll gun him down.
Get out of my way.
No!
Are the boys inside?
Yes. One kid went in after the other. They're done for now.
No. I gotta get my boy.
Wait, Davis, wait. One arm helpless, you couldn't do much. I'll go after them.
You mean you'll go
yes.
in
Yes. Wait. If you have any faith at all, pray a little. I'll get to them somehow.
And to think Blackie wanted to gun him down.
He's got to make it. He just got to.
Oh.
The meeting house is doomed.
Yes, Mary. Nothing can save it.
The kids, Parson. They're inside.
The kid? What kid?
My boy and yours.
No. No, not Jack.
Oh. Easy, Mary. His boy is there, too.
Yes. Yes, my Billy. Your boy went in to try to save him. Parson's son trying to save my boy.
If there was some way we
the
could.
The masked man
something.
Went in after them.
Oh, please, heaven, he can get them out.
Mask, Aubrey. He said, have faith and pray a little. Telling me, Bull Davis, to pray. Even if I knew how.
I'm glad you told me he said that. We will have faith and pray, Mr. Davis. All of us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
Through smoke and flames that had made the others outside give up all hope of trying, the Lone Ranger made his way. He knew that he faced death, but he realized that two young boys were trapped in the burning building, and even in the face of hopeless odds, he couldn't stand by and make no effort to save them. Courage and faith had brought him through before. These were all he had to count on now. He crouched low to the floor and stumbled about blindly, searching for the boys.
I've got to find them. I've got to...
Jack! Billy, where are you?
Here!
Jack,
thank heavens. Where's Billy?
On the floor here. Maybe he...
He's just unconscious, Jack. He'll be all right if... we can get out. I'll carry him. You hang on to my belt.
We'll be burned. We won't get out.
Teddy.
And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation.
Come on. We'll make it somehow, Jack. Come on.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever.
The walls! They're caving in!
Look! He's coming out! He's bringing the boy!
Hey, man.
Help him! Bring him over here! Hey, he's carrying Billy Davis!
There goes the whole building!
Here's your boy, Davis.
He'll be all right.
Oh, Billy, my little son.
Pa, I thought I'd be burned up.
Jack. Oh, Jack, dear.
That smoke, golly, I thought we'd be caught, sure. But he saved us both.
We prayed, son. All of us, while you were all in there.
Parson, I don't know what to say. I can't make it out somehow. The two men I tried to hurt. Well, your boy tried to save mine, and the masked hombre saved them both.
That's right. Now, without a meeting house, I'm afraid...
Parson, my boy Billy is going to make a present to your boy Jack of the finest meeting house money can build.
Golly, Pa. I'm glad.
Gee, that's wonderful, Mr. Davis.
What were you doing in there, Billy?
Well, every evening Jack and I met there. He was teaching me how to preach like a parson. Someday, Pa, I'd like to be one.
Well, that's up to you, son. I just found out that faith can do things that don't seem possible.
Yes. As our masked friend said, faith can bring about miracles.
Say, I want to apologize to you for... Where'd he go?
He and that Indian left while we were talking.
I don't know who he is, but he taught me something I'll never forget.
What did he teach you, Pa?
That faith is greater than guns, son. It made me and the parson friends. It made me thankful to the mask on brain. Well, son, I'll always believe it brought you back to me.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.